Today we hear a lot about lepers in the first reading and in the gospel. And of course, we're not immersed in the culture of that time, so we may not see everything that's going on. I'll try to touch on just a little bit so we maybe can view a little bit deeper. Now, of course, their understanding of leprosy is not exactly what we understand as Hansen's disease, although that would have been included in it. But there were all sorts of different skin problems that would have been considered under this understanding of leprosy. And so there would have been a lot of fear surrounding this. Fear of being basically infected by the people around them. And so they have very clear and strict laws about how to determine what's leprosy, what's not, how to deal with it. They have certain periods of time where somebody would have to go into quarantine and all this stuff. And we hear in the first reading about how they're to cry out, unclean, unclean, and they're to rend their garments and without a covering over their hair and muffle their beard, especially the women. No, probably not the women. But muffle their beards and basically make sure everyone can see that person's a leper. Don't get anywhere near them because that person is unclean. In St. Francis's day, they had a bell that they rang. Same thing. Something that says, stay away. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Far Side cartoons of Gary Larson, but he has one that says, how nature says, do not touch. And you see different animals, like a cat with its hair up on its back. And then you see a guy with a shoe on top of his head with a little rubber inner tube around him and a bazooka over his shoulder. Basically, things that are saying to us, do not touch. Don't get anywhere close. And we have this man in the gospel today who has had to be outside of society, away from the worship of Almighty God in the temple in Jerusalem. And he comes to Jesus. And this is bold. He comes up to Jesus, knowing that he could be rebuffed, ignored, or run away from. And he says, if you wish, you can make me clean. And note this, Jesus touches him. Jesus touches him. He goes beyond the barrier and reaches out and touches this man before he says any words. His words speak louder, or his actions speak louder than words, as he says, I do will it. Be made clean. I do will it. Be made clean. Then he says, go and offer to the priest what Moses prescribed. Now, just as a note, this would have been two birds. And one of the birds would have been slaughtered and the blood would have been sprinkled on the other bird and then on the person who was unclean. And then the other bird, which was alive, would be allowed to fly away. Maybe, just maybe, Jesus is saying, if you do this, you'll start to recognize how I am the one that is slaughtered for you to be set free. But so this man, he is now able to come back into society. Jesus has bridged the chasm. And so now we also recognize this is what he does for us. He bridges that chasm between us and God. That we, who are immersed in our sins, who are unclean by our sins, now Jesus is not repulsed by it, but comes and says, be made clean. Too often, our sins we look at as if they were breaking of little rules that God has put out there, and we say, oh, you know, it's not that bad. We don't recognize the putrid nature of our sin and what it does to our relationship with God. How it It destroys relationship. How it spurns Almighty God. When we don't have an understanding of that, this makes no sense. But when we start to recognize how far our sin then drives us from Almighty God, the wedge it puts, how it destroys our souls, how it makes us wretched, then we start to see that this is necessary. And what an amazing grace it is that God then reaches out and says, despite all that you have done to me, I love you. You are mine. And I'm calling you back to my heart. How many of us have been hurt by someone we love, and then we feel like, well, I don't want to be hurt again. I don't want that. And we might put them at a distance. We might hold the unforgiveness within our hearts. We might reject the love that we first had. And the person might be coming to us and saying, please, please, I'm sorry. And like, no, I don't want to deal with this again. But that's not the same way with God. Doesn't matter how many times we sin, God always calls us back. He reaches out over the chasm to touch us, to touch you, to touch me. And He says, I will for you to be made clean. Oh, all it takes on our part is a willingness, a reaching out and saying, God, make me clean. And He gives us this great grace in the sacrament of confession so that when we are in there, God says to us through the priest, I absolve you of your sins. Your sins are forgiven. So we hear with our own ears, we have no doubts because Almighty God has said, you are forgiven. Wow. Wow. I can understand so well why this man would go out and publicize everything that Jesus did, even though Jesus told him not to. That he would go out and he was rejoicing so much. His life was now changed. He was able to go back into society. He was able to go back into temple worship and to be in right relationship with Almighty God. And suddenly he says, I can't keep my mouth shut. I have to go and spread it. Do we ever feel that way? The amazing grace of Almighty God has poured out upon us, washed us clean, broken us of the tangles of sin and the snares of eternal death. And we end up so often just saying, eh, that's nice. Instead of recognizing, wow, this is the amazing love of God. Everybody needs to know about this. Everybody needs to know. God isn't far from us. He wants to draw us in. He's touched us. He's drawing us into His life. Can you tell I'm a little bit excited about this? Just saying. But Almighty God wants us to be amazed by His love. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us boldly step before Almighty God, like this leper did today. Let us boldly step up where we maybe shouldn't be going according to the rules and say, Jesus, make me clean. If you will it, I know you can. That bold confidence in His love and in His mercy, that bold confidence is the chink in His armor. He cannot resist. He cannot turn back from someone who boldly approaches Him saying, Jesus, mercy. He will reach out and touch us. He will say, be made clean.